I'm Dave Young for BankOnYourself.com, speaking with Pamela Yellen, president of Bank on Yourself. And Pamela has appeared as a source on every major TV and radio network, including ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, NPR. And her articles and interviews have appeared in hundreds of major publications and websites, including she's now blogging for the Huffington Post. And Pamela, also the author of the New York Times bestseller, Bank on Yourself, The Life-Changing Secret to Growing and Protecting Your Financial Future. Hello, Pamela. How are you?
I'm fine, Dave. Thanks so much.
Well, great. And it's good to have an opportunity to talk to you. And in this little talk, one of the things I want to do is get to know you just a little bit better. And I think people that visit your website also want to get to know you a little bit. And let's talk a little bit about your background and how you got involved with this concept of Bank on Yourself. This is a wealth building system, and it's been used for a long time, stood the test of time over 160 years, but it took you a while to even become aware of it. So
tell us
what you were doing when you finally came across this as a wealth building concept.
Well, I have been a business building and marketing consultant to financial advisor since 1990.
Okay.
And in that position, I've actually worked now with over 40,000 different financial advisors.
Wow.
Yes. So I have quite a bit of experience. I've worked with many, many, many advisors.
And so tell me, what kind of financial advisors are we talking about? I mean, all across the spectrum?
Across the spectrum. Everything from, you know, people who might sell health insurance to life insurance agents, financial planners, people who also do investments and money management for their clients. It really spans the entire range.
Okay. And your role was helping them market themselves, build their business.
Build their business and bring in more qualified prospects. And yeah, that was my area of expertise.
Okay. And how did you get to know? I mean, you didn't get to know 40,000 of them, you know, up close and personal, did you?
Well, I actually did get to know quite a few of them because I had a number of coaching programs where I would interact much more extensively with different advisors. And what was interesting is that they were always bringing financial strategies and products and concepts to me. A lot of the times it would just be because they figured I would be interested and they would say, Pamela, have you ever heard about this?
And so they're trying to pitch you on something.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. They were definitely trying to pitch me on it. They were hoping I would become a client because I'm not a licensed financial advisor myself. That is not my field.
Okay.
And so they were pitching me. Plus, sometimes they would come to me and say, I'd like to market this concept. Can you help me do that? In order to do that, I would have to really get to know and understand what that product or concept was about.
So, Pamela, when they brought you these different financial products and strategies, give me an example of some of the things that some of these advisors would bring to you, hoping that you would either invest or help them promote.
They were all over the map, everything from life insurance and annuity products to stock market investing strategies and approaches, tax shelters and tax strategies.
Uh-huh.
Trusts, offshore stuff. It was really, you know, everything from the very simple and ordinary to the exotic and complex.
And they were, as you said, looking for your help in either helping them figure out a way to get people to buy them or have you invest in them as well.
That's correct.
And my understanding is that you really didn't find any of them that paid out in the long run. How many things did you try? Did you and your husband actually invest in and try out?
Well, I investigated a total of more than 450 different financial products and strategies. And out of that, I found that most of them weren't even worth the paper they were printed on.
Mm-hmm.
I found only a handful, and I don't even think it was a full handful, of products that passed my due diligence tests and that I felt comfortable enough implementing into my own, my husband and our family financial strategies and our financial plan. And even those turned out to be major disappointments for the most part. One even cost us every penny that we'd put into it and then some.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It was six figures.
What kind of, can I ask? I mean, what kind of a thing was that?
It was a product related to life insurance settlements, viaticals, which is an industry that has had some problems. But we had done our due diligence, and this was supposed to be completely above board and completely, you know, risk free.
Uh-huh.
It turned out not to be.
So you lost six figures on one of these. That's crushing. not many people would recover from something like that.
Well, it just really, in a way, what they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Good point.
You know, so it taught me. It taught me that a lot of these things that are fairly new, and that sound really good, still can have some problems happen to them that you just don't. You don't think of in advance, and you just can't possibly anticipate them
now,
all.
Now, those 450 different products and strategies, great many of those are available, and people are investing in them today, right? I mean, if you just wanted to do mutual funds, for example, or pour all your money into your 401k and let your employer decide where it's going.
Absolutely. On the other end of the spectrum, you have some of the tax strategies that I always avoided, those things that were there just to try to allow you to save on your taxes or to avoid taxes. They're fraught with problems, and they have what they call private letter rulings. The IRS basically gives you an exception to the rule, but the thing that happens with that is that they can also revoke that exception to the rule anytime they want and go back after you for back taxes, even though at one time it was okay in their mind for you to do that.
Gosh, isn't there a constitutional amendment against ex post facto, I think is the...
I think the IRS can pretty much do what it wants.
Isn't that the truth? So there are people still investing, still looking for that magic bullet, still looking for whatever it is that's going to make them.
Well, at the time I was too.
Yeah.
I was too because my husband and I have been investing in doing all the things that we were told to do, that we were taught were the right things to do since 1987. But we had never come anywhere close to getting the kinds of long-term gains that they say you're supposed to get. So we got very frustrated and just decided we would keep looking. But I'll tell you, David, at one point we gave up. We figured, you know, it must be us. There's something wrong with us. So we decided what we needed to do was to hire some experts.
Okay.
So what we did is we got all those articles that appear in publications like Forbes and Fortune and Worth Magazine and Money Magazine. They'll have the 10 best financial advisors in the country.
Sure. These are the whiz kids they're going to make everybody rich.
Yeah, the whiz kids. Right, the whiz kids. Or the 10 best money managers in the country. So we took those lists and we went down the list and we would pick out the advisors that looked like they were a match for us. Then we would research them thoroughly. We would do our due diligence. We would check their references, and we finally zeroed in actually on three different ones that we used over a period of about 12 years. Okay. And what happened was all three of them ended up losing us money in what ended up being the longest running bull market in history.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, a blindfolded monkey throwing darts could have done that.
So let me ask you this question. Those three guys... I say guys generically. I don't.
And they were.
They were, but, okay. How did they come out?
Well, that's the wonderful thing about.
They're okay, I assume.
Yeah, Wall Street makes money whether we win or lose.
I remember an interview that you did it was a Skype interview, a video interview, and I can't remember the guy's name, but the concept that came out was dumb money.
The dumb money.
Do you remember that? They talked about the dumb money.
Yes.
And Wall Street has this kind of insider term for the dumb money.
And you know, and at first I was like, well, what do you mean the dumb money? Well, for starters, it's the opposite of the smart money. And the smart money is the people who really, the insiders, the people who really know what they're doing. The dumb money is everyone else. And, you know, Wall Street is just like a casino. It is a casino. And one of the things, there's always winners on Wall Street, right? But they come at the expense of a whole bunch more losers.
The just dumb like the dumb money is the money that's about to become owned by the people that have the smart money.
That's right.
So, all right. So 450 different products and strategies didn't meet muster. Three of your top vetted financial advisors lost you money. Now what? I mean, you've got to be thinking about just digging holes in the backyard and filling coffee cans with cash.
Yeah, it pretty much, except that I'm an eternal optimist. So I just kept my eyes and ears open, but with more skepticism than 10 or 20 years earlier. Mm-hmm. And finally, one of my financial advisor clients happened to be talking to me and saying something about, have you ever heard of this concept? And he starts going into this concept that was totally new to me. I'd never heard of it. It sounded intriguing. It almost sounded too good to be true. Mm-hmm. And I started doing a lot of research into it. And I researched it nonstop for months and months and months. And I had arguments in the middle of the night with my husband. How could this possibly be? And they were friendly arguments where mm-hmm. we would just play devil's advocate.
Sure.
But how is that possible? Could this really be? And so on. And I began implementing it for my own family shortly thereafter. That was about 7-8 years ago. And it ended up being the best, the most powerful, and the most predictable wealth-building method I have ever come across. And it worked so well, you know, and I also started sharing it with my friends and others that I care about. It worked so well for everyone, and everyone was so grateful for having discovered this, having stumbled on it, that it became my mission. I just felt that I needed to devote all of my efforts to helping educate the American public about this strategy, because it has been around, as you mentioned, for 160 years more.
And so what was it called for 160 years before? I mean, because you started a company and you coined the term bank on yourself, and that's mm-hmm. what you call the system. But if it's been around for 160 years and it's, you know, it
right.
doesn't have a name like mutual funds or...
well, right. It is an asset class that has existed, as I mentioned, for actually, you know, a couple centuries. And it's a variation of that asset class. And it, as you mentioned, it has increased in value every single year for more than 160 years. And that includes during the Great Depression, during every single economic boom and bust.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is it's basically a specially designed type of dividend paying whole life insurance policy.
And so that's a couple of important distinctions there. We're not just generically talking about a life insurance policy.
Absolutely not.
You didn't just go out and just start buying life insurance. My understanding is that's a component of it, but it's got some other features built in that take it in a different direction. So, and we'll get into that in some others. I mean, there's some very specific issues, with bank on yourself and how this, concept works as a wealth building system, but how could it not gain the kind of attention that it deserves over that 160 years? I mean, there had to have been people using it.
There were many people using it. In fact, this is how Walt Disney started Disneyland. His first amusement park is he used the cash values of his whole life dividend paying whole life insurance policy when no bank would loan him a dime. JCPenney during the Depression kept the doors of JCPenney open with a loan from his whole dividend paying whole life insurance policy.
So because he had the money in his policy instead of in the bank, he didn't have to go to the bank to say, hey, will you loan me some of my own money back?
That's correct. All he had to do is answer one question to the life insurance company, and that is to answer the question, how much do you want?
Okay, so what other, I mean, there's a couple famous people. I recall in another conversation that you and I had, you talking about how, in particular, banks have been using this as not a golden parachute, but as part of their executive compensation and retirement plans for a long time.
That's correct. They actually banks own billions and billions of dollars of these types of cash value life insurance policies, and they do it to fund their executive benefits. They also use it for what's called their Tier 1 or safe capital. Banks have a requirement that they have to hold a certain amount of money in safe and liquid reserves.
Okay.
And there are only certain things that qualify for that.
Most of us think of gold in the basement in the vault. That probably qualifies.
Well,
maybe.
One of the things that qualifies, and that banks, again, own by the tens of billions of dollars, is this type of permanent life insurance. Because it is safe, it is liquid, it has this, you know, multi-layer safety net protecting the money that is in these policies, and it has an amazing track record that goes way, way, way back.
So this is actually something that the smart money uses.
The smart money uses it, you know.
So why don't they talk about it?
Well, the reason they don't talk about it is that life insurance has gotten such a bad rap. One of the things that we do at bankonyourself.com, if you, on the right-hand side, we have some featured blog posts. And one of those is Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey, Let's Debate.
I do
urge everyone to click on that particular blog post, because what I demonstrate with examples and samples of my own policy statements is that the kind of whole life policies that Susie Orman, Dave Ramsey, and many other, if not most other financial experts trash and say you should never put your money there, are absolutely 100% totally different from the kind of policies that we use for Bank on Yourself. And these policies truly are very little known. There's a number of reasons for that, one of which is that the advisors who sell these policies take about a 50 to 70% pay cut in order to do so. Their commission is slashed by 50 to 70%.
For selling this product versus into a term policy or some other kind of life
insurance. Or the kind of whole life that Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey and the others are talking about. Those are pretty high when it comes to the commissions. The advisors do quite well with the commissions there. But again, these are sliced by 50 to 70%. Your cash value grows much more slowly. You're going to have cash value in the first month, which the kind of policies they talk about, you might not have any cash value for the first couple years.
So your financial advisor, if you're using a financial advisor, they may be using this strategy themselves, because they're the smart money guys, right? They're not going to sell it to you, because that's not where the money is for them.
I don't like to paint all, you know, members of a profession with a broad brush like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have seen that a lot of times when advisors do hear that they're going to take this big of a pay cut, they say, thanks, but no thanks.
They're going to steer people into, I mean, that's in my mind, you know, the big bad wolf of Wall Street, that's what they're guilty of, is steering people into whatever is going to make them the most money.
There's no question about
that. And that may be true of individuals as well. We like to think that it probably isn't. But at the very least, they're going to steer people into whatever, if they're beholden to a company, for example, you know, if they are a financial advisor that works for a specific financial company, they're certainly going to be pushing the products that company wants them to push.
Absolutely. And there is one other major reason why people haven't heard about this very much. This type of policy is not covered. It is not included in the basic training that insurance agents and financial advisors take to get their licenses. It's not even covered in the advanced courses that they take to get all the alphabet soup after their name, CLU, and so on. It's not even covered there.
Why is that?
Well, I think one reason is that relatively few insurance companies even offer a product, an insurance policy that has all the features that meet the requirements necessary to have a policy that will actually help you truly maximize the benefits of this product, as discussed on my website and in my best-selling book.
Okay. So the smart money knows where to go get these things.
Well, it's not even that easy to find. It's really not that easy to find the handful of companies that do offer the right product. There's right, just now, not that many out there.
I'm going to ask you the tough question now. You were helping these financial advisors market, and you formed this company Bank on Yourself. And I know that this what you just said kind of leads into this. Nowhere on this website do you talk about specific life insurance companies or specific advisors, people that I could just pick up the phone and call that could help me with this. So, how does Bank on Yourself exist? How do you make money? How does the company work? I mean, if I say I really want to know more about this kind of product and I want to get involved in it, am I going to have to write a check to Bank on Yourself to find out more?
No, that's a great question, Dave, and I have no problem answering it. Basically, the function that I have served since I moved more into the arena of being the president of Bank on Yourself and running bankonyourself.com is being an educator and helping to train the financial advisors. There's actually only about 200 throughout the United States right now who have met. It's very difficult to get into the training program. Only about 1 out of 20 advisors who apply to it are even accepted into it. I do not run that program, but I am a consultant to that program, and I help train the agents and the advisors in certain areas that are my areas of expertise. I help give them support, and one of the things is that we help provide quality leads to the advisors, because people who visit the website or read my book will say, you know what? I would like to talk to an advisor who really does know what they're doing and can help me structure the policy correctly. Because one of the things that can happen is that if your policy is not designed correctly, mm-hmm. it could grow much more slowly. It could lose the tax advantages or both. That's happened to me. That's actually what led to the formation of the Bank on Yourself authorized advisor program to begin with, because my own policy was structured by someone who insisted up and down, I know this, I know how to do this, I'll structure you properly, right? Well, he didn't. And it actually ended up losing the tax advantages after about the first year or two. And it was a major, major hassle and pain in the butt. I referred my sister to a different financial advisor who swore up and down he knew how to do this. And he structured her program in his favor, not hers. And as a result, it's growing much more slowly. She's had to postpone her retirement plans for at least 5 years.
Wow.
So
you took it on yourself to say, let's not mess around with this anymore. Let's make sure that whatever people we recommend or use ourselves know exactly how to do this. So,
yes,
so
it's
you
so critical.
And I know on your website you've got a couple of things that people can do. They can raise their hand and say, yeah, I'd like to talk to one of these advisors. But they can also if they're a financial advisor, they can raise their hand and say, I'd like to be one of these advisors.
That's right.
And so there's a form they can fill out that mm-hmm. When you talked about, you know, very, you know, a small percentage of them actually make it through, that's what you're talking about. They apply, you interview them and see if they've even got what it takes to be one of your advisors.
Yes. And Bank on Yourself is looking for a few good men and women, because interest in this concept has been very high, and given the economic uncertainty and the inability of people to have a retirement plan that they can predict and count on, there's just a whole lot of people who are saying, we really need some help. We want to talk to someone who knows what they're doing and can really help us structure this plan.
So Bank on Yourself becomes the filter for people.
Mm-hmm,
they know that if they go through Bank on Yourself, they're gonna get put in touch with a qualified advisor, and I actually know that behind the scenes there's a whole bunch of people that are just amazing experts in this.
Dave,
go ahead.
You mentioned something that I would like to address as well. You mentioned that there are no life insurance companies specifically listed on my website, and that mm-hmm. is a question that I get fairly often. How come you won't just tell me what are the insurance companies that work for this, that are best for this, and so on? And the reason that I do not is that I am not a licensed financial advisor. It is illegal for me to recommend or suggest the names of any specific company. So I do not do that. It's not part of my job or my area of expertise to find these companies. We have an arrangement with another company that has relationships with all the insurance carriers, and they're the ones that have done the due diligence to find the companies that have the best products for this program.
And so when an average consumer fills out a request on your website, they're not put in touch with a specific insurance company. They're put in touch with an advisor who can
recommend,
put the plan whatever. Together.
Yes, and recommend the insurance company that's going to have the best product and that fits all the specifications.
And ultimately, the consumer then still doesn't write a check to that advisor. They don't write a check to banking themselves. They pay the premium that the plan gets put together, and they write a check to the insurance company to pay for the plan itself.
That's correct. And what's interesting is people will say, well, are there fees, you know, to design the plan if the advisor helps you design? No, there are no fees for the advisor to design the plan, and all costs of the insurance policy, and that includes commissions and mortality and insurance and all of that, all of them are included in the price, which in this case is the premium. So when you get a bank on yourself analysis, when you request it at the website, you will get something that shows you your bottom line results. All of the fees and commissions and everything has already been included in those numbers. So there are no surprises. That's absolutely completely opposite of the way many other financial products work, including investing in the stock market. There's always fees, some of which you can't even find in the prospectus when you buy a mutual fund. Uh-huh. You know, and guess what? You don't find out about those fees until they just get deducted from your account. Nobody ever tells you about them. That's a much more, even just a 1% increase in fees that you are paying through, say, a 401k plan or to the mutual fund itself can result in a 28% decrease in your lifetime wealth just by a 1% increase in fees.
Yeah.
That's from the Department of Labor, by the way, that statistic.
So I assume then, because you said there are so few insurance agents that know how to do this, that it's not even on the test. It's not even on the advanced
That's
test
correct.
To become an agent. So even if you were to say, hey, you know, the Acme Insurance Company offers this type of policy, and I just looked up, you know, my local Acme insurance salesman. I don't know if Acme is a real insurance company or not, but in my mind, it's not. So if I just looked up my Acme insurance salesman, I'd end up probably in the same boat you and your sister were in with somebody that said, oh, yeah, I can do that. And
right.
End up in more trouble
or,
than.
Or they'll still, you're in a different direction. They'll say, oh, no, that doesn't work. What you need is this. And of course, it's a policy that's going to pay them a lot more money and your cash value is going to grow more slowly. Or they'll tell you, oh, no, you should be investing more money in the stock market.
Yeah,
that's sure.
Because they've got something else that's in their best interest
right.
to sell. So
right.
Now,
and
I know.
You can't call the company directly. There's no company that sells this product that you can call directly and say, can you set up a plan for me? So,
just
yeah.
Pick up the phone and say, I need one of those bank on yourself plans. Nobody's.
Correct.
They're going to.
They will say, we don't
do
that. We're the corporate office. You'd have to work with an agent or an advisor who does understand it.
And the risk is you're not going to find an agent that knows what they're doing with this kind of a concept.
Based on my own experience and what I've seen from other people, many people who write me every week, I get letters from people, and they went to their advisor and they said, here's her book, here's her special report, go to her website, and then can you do it for me? And they live to regret it.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's fascinating, Pamela. And you've built a nice company out of this. I mean, you've got a lot of visitors to the website. We hear you all the time on national radio, and of course, you know, all the different appearances on TV and radio in the news. What's next? What you mentioned that your heart is really to help inform people and steer them in the right direction when it comes to their finances. I know you've got something cooking in the background. You want to give us a little sneak peek or a taste of what's going on with Bank on Yourself?
I'd love to. And this is something that I am extremely excited and passionate about. And it is, we're calling it Bank on Yourself Nation. And it's a double entendre. It has a number of different meanings, of course. But it relates not only to having financial security, and really we are teaching people and showing people and giving them the tools and the support that they need to have lifetime financial security and be able to achieve all of their goals and dreams, and without the ups and downs and the craziness of traditional investing techniques. So that's one part of it. We're also helping to educate people on how they can become more self-reliant and bank on themselves in every area of their life, not just their finances, but, you know, be self-reliant in their personal life, their health, their business, their knowing that they can rely on themselves and not feel like they're being helpless, that they're at the mercy of government entitlement programs, or they're at the mercy of their employer, or they're at mercy of anybody or anything, giving them all that tools and support. And also, it's the ultimate financial literacy course. It allows people to learn the proven truths about money and finances that they're not getting anywhere else.
Okay, and so this is going to be a website that people can go to and enroll in these courses, in this system, and have a community of like-minded people that are either striving to become self-sufficient or are self-sufficient and self-reliant and are anxious to share some of the things that they've learned over the years with other people.
Yes, and we do have some community forums and discussion groups that are, you know, very lively and very, very much in the area of supporting each other to help them reach their goals and dreams.
All right, and we can find that where?
BankOnYourselfNation.com.
All one word, BankOnYourselfNation.com. Well, Pamela, I have enjoyed getting to know you a little bit better on this interview, and look forward to many, many more. We can explore different topics with the Bank on Yourself system, I know, in a lot more depth, but really wanted to just take a chance to get to know you and the background and how Bank on Yourself came about. So thank you very much for sharing today with us.
It's been my pleasure, Dave. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I'm Dave for BankOnYourself.com.